Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our topic today is choose faith over fear. Now here's a couple of fear jokes, if such a thing could be said to exist. This one is attributed to Jerry Seinfeld. According to most studies, people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. Death is number two. Does that sound right? That means to the average person, if you go to a funeral, you'd be better off in the casket than giving the eulogy. Another one. One Sunday morning, the pastor noticed little Alex staring up at the large plaque that hung in the foyer of the church. The plaque was covered with names and small American flags were mounted on either side of it. The seven-year-old boy had been staring at the plaque for some time, so the pastor walked up, stood beside him, and quietly said, "Good morning, Alex." "Good morning, Pastor," replied the young man, still focused on the plaque. "Pastor, what is this?" Alex asked. "Well, son, it's a memorial to men and women who have died in the service." There was a long pause while the little boy thought, and then he asked, "Was it the 9:30 or the 11? Of all the problems that we face in this world, fear is said to be prominent. Just look at a pigeon, constantly looking, who is coming to kill me? Who is coming to kill me? The world is full of problems, and that makes us afraid because we don't know what the next problem is going to be and from which direction it's going to come. When you were in grade school, did you ever play dodgeball? One team was on one side of the basketball court, the other team, there was a line down the middle, and you had balls coming at you from high and from low and from all different directions. Life is kind of like that. Most of us are either going into a crisis, or we're coming out of a crisis, or we're between two crises. And that gives rise to fear, unless we have faith to counteract the fear. All through the day, the antidote to fear is to believe that Krishna, or God, is in control, that He's our Father, He loves us, He's taking care of us, and He has good things in store for our futures. We can do that, or the default is just go around worrying, expecting the worst, wondering if we're going to make it. I hear people say, "I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. I'm afraid this marriage isn't going to last. I'm afraid my child will get mixed up with the wrong crowd." What they're doing is making a choice for fear instead of a choice for faith. Fear and faith both ask us to believe that something's going to happen to us that we have no control over. Fear says believe that the negative's coming, that pain in your side, same thing your grandmother died from. Faith says, "Oh, it's only temporary. I just ate too much for dinner." Fear, business is slow, I think it's going under. Faith, Krishna, God is supplying all of my needs. Fear, you've been through too much, you're never going to be happy, you've missed your train. Faith, your best years are out in front of you. If we let fears play again and again in our mind, we're calling the result of those fears into our lives to become a reality. The thing that you fear will come upon you. When we first bought this property in 1981, it was just 5 acres of land down there with a kind of a rundown radio station. And my wife and I stayed in L.A. because that was our source of income. So one fellow who called himself Chitran, he wasn't a Christian devotee, he volunteered to come up and caretake the property until such time as we could move here full time. The cowboys here, this is 1981, would have fun driving by on a Saturday night, you know, shouting out their windows and singing, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And I always thought it was an irony that Chitran, who I don't know if he knew it, but Chitra in Sanskrit means heart and Ran means light. Chitran means one whose heart is supposed to be full of light. But apparently, the cowboys having their fun terrified him. And he would call me up and say, "True, if you want me to stay here in this dangerous place, you have got to pay for a chain link fence and get me a guard dog." Well, my attitude was, Krishna's brought us to this place. He must have something amazing in mind. Chitran is long gone, but in 2001, we opened this gorgeous, world-class temple. It's the only Rajasthani-style temple in all of America. And with any luck, we'll complete a second temple in Salt Lake City in this coming year. Our encouragement this afternoon is to take the limits off of God. He doesn't want you to live in fear. Say to yourself, like David in the Bible, with confidence that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Krishna doesn't want you to go from despair to defeat. He wants you to go from victory to victory, glory to glory. Our prosperity doesn't depend on our abilities. We're servants of the Supreme. The servant of a rich man will prosper as long as the rich man is prosperous. An ordinary man's prosperity may wax and wane according to his health, according to the stock market, according to the business. But God's prosperity is eternal. And so is the prosperity of those who are his servants. So we haven't got to worry as long as we're good servants, as long as we keep him first place. Now that's choosing faith over fear. Fear causes you to tell yourself it's not going to work out, making plans for defeat, cringing in your thought life, staying awake at night, losing your joy. Tell yourself this, that if you keep mulling over all the reasons that it's not going to work out, hello, it's not going to work out. But if you trust Krishna, use that same energy to believe, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then Krishna will cause that to turn around and work to your advantage. If you trust him, he'll not only bring you out of whatever it is that's challenging you, but he'll bring you out better than you were before the challenge came along. Today we hear about so many potential worries. Cancer, the economy, terrorists, gangs, wavered children. Don't use your energy to worry. Use your energy to believe. After all, it's just as easy to say Krishna is supplying all my needs as to say I'm never going to make it. It's the same effort to say I'm going to live healthy as to say I don't think I'll ever get well again. Your concern about being laid off may be valid, but you can't go around meditating on that. Just go ahead and be your best right where you were. Work, make yourself indispensable to the company, indispensable to the boss, and don't worry. Send out your resumes if you're worried about insecurity in the job. Take courses at night. Work, but don't worry. This is faith being a powerhouse to take you upwards and onwards in life. However, you can use that same faith in reverse. It's faith to say, I'll never get the breaks. That's a statement of faith. Faith goes to work and makes it happen. Why not turn it around? My life is in your hands, Lord. You're guiding and directing my steps. I'm not expecting defeat. I'm not expecting failure, but I am expecting victory. I'm expecting to go over and not under. Well, Charu, what if I'm faithful and nothing good happens? What if you're faithful and something good does happen? Even if you do get laid off, why should you go around all discouraged? Knew it wouldn't work out for me. No, you can still stay in faith, knowing that when one door closes, Krishna is going to open another door for you. Just keep a good attitude. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we're giving you permission to raise your expectations. And we're going to ask you, are you using your energy to believe or to worry? Are you expecting Krishna's favor, or are you expecting just to barely get by? I heard a story. Every night for a year, a lady thought she heard a burglar downstairs. And she made her husband go and investigate every day for a year. One day, he went downstairs, and he actually came up against a burglar who pointed a gun at him and said, "Give me all your valuables." He gave him all his valuables, but he said, "Before you leave, you've got to come upstairs and meet my wife. She's been expecting you for a year now." Don't expect problems. Don't expect your children to cause problems. Expect your children to excel and do great things in life. Your children are going to rise to the level of your expectations. Too many people today are going around expecting the worst of themselves, expecting the worst of their children, and expecting the worst of society. Nowadays, people are being talked into expecting a bad future. Listening to the news, looking up things on the internet, watching the TV. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about a great future. I'm excited for Christians to prosper this temple and the temple in Salt Lake City. I'm excited for every bad situation to turn around. In my 20s, people told me, wait till you're in your 30s and bad things will happen. When I was single, people said, wait till you're married and bad things will happen. Well, I'm 71 years old now today. I've been married for 46 years, and it's just gotten better and better and better and better. I'm expecting that my best days are still ahead. I haven't listened to those people who said that mediocrity will chase me down. To stay in faith, you have to be careful who you listen to. Fear is contagious. We catch other people's emotions just like we catch a cold. If your friends are always going around complaining, prophesying doom and gloom, our advice is to find some new friends. If you stay around them long enough, you're going to catch what they have. You shouldn't go to lunch every day with someone who always crying the blues, talking about how bad the economy is, how bad the boss is, and how difficult he is to get along with. Some of us don't have a choice. We have to be around people like that. Might be a co-worker, a co-student. Some of us are married to someone like that. But the key is that when you're not around them, use the time to fill yourself up, to take heavy doses of faith and hope. Ideal time is when you're in the car, slip in a motivational CD. When you're out for a walk or a run, listen to an MP3. Fill yourself up with faith, with hope, and with victory. Guard your mind. Be careful what you let in. We get up in the morning, we turn the news on, we hear doom and gloom on the radio during breakfast, during the commute. We go to lunch with people who talk about how bad it is. And before we know it, we find ourselves living a defeated life, just dragging through the day. Don't eke your way through life just because your friends have lost their gusto. The experts may have one report, but we have another report which says we're blessed, prosperous, talented, creative, strong, well able. Be careful that you don't get worn down by those with whom you associate and start thinking it's okay to be mediocre. It's okay to be average. It's okay to fail. It's happening to everybody. It's just a matter of time before I lose my house or lose my job. I wonder when my health is going to go down. Turn it off. Keep your mind filled with thoughts of victory. As you can be talked into having a bad future, you can also be talked into having a good future. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, fear is contagious, but the good news is that faith is also contagious. Joy is contagious. Peace is contagious. Coming here to the temple today means that you're not catching defeat, you're catching victory. You're not catching doom, you're catching hope. I have to warn you, we're radioactive. We are getting stronger. You're getting more joy, more peace. Your faith is increasing. This is the magic called sadhu sangha, or associating with spiritually minded people. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, I had a hard week. I really feel beaten up. I don't think I can make it to the temple. Hey, that's when you really need to go. You really need, at that down point, to have someone speaking faith in you, to associate with other faith-filled people. On our own, we're like a single page in the phone book. We can be easily torn. But all the pages of the phone book associated together, even the strongest man can't break it down, can't tear it. Here's a secret about fear. If you keep this in mind, you'll always be able to easily change the channel from fear to faith. Fear is like fog. Fog obscures your vision. Fog makes things look worse than they are. Imagine a dense fog covers, say, 7 city blocks. It's 100 feet thick. You can't see 10 feet in front of you. All the moisture in that amount of fog can be contained within one glass. May look big, may look ominous, may look intimidating, but the fact is there's really nothing to it. It's a bunch of vapors that could be condensed into a small glass. And so when fear comes, oh, my marriage isn't going to work. Oh, the kids are not going to turn out right. Just look that fear right in the face and say, you may look impressive, but I know there's really nothing to you. Imagine an airport socked in, planes delayed. But 15 seconds after you take off, you're above the clouds, it's a bright, blue, sunny day, and you look down and you see just a little small pocket of fog. And you realize it's not as bad up here as it looked on the ground. Its bark is not as bad as its bite. It may look permanent, but I know it's only temporary. This challenge may affect part of my life right now, but I know that the sun is shining and it's just a matter of time before it dissipates this fog. A man stood on the side of a road hitchhiking on a very dark night in the middle of a storm. The storm was so strong he could hardly see a few feet ahead of him. Suddenly, a car came towards him and stopped. The guy, without thinking about it, got in the car and closed the door. And then he looked over and there was no one behind the steering wheel. The car started up slowly. He looked at the road and he saw the car coming into a curve. He started praying, Lord, 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 what have I gotten myself into? And just as it went into the curve, an arm came through the window, grabbed the steering wheel, and guided it around the curve. The guy was screaming, begging for his life, ghostly white. He jumped out of the car and ran for everything he was worth down the road. Finally, came into a bar and paralyzed with terror, he asked for 2 shots of tequila and started telling everybody in the bar about the horrible experience that he just went through. A silence enveloped everybody when they realized the guy was crying and he wasn't really drunk at all. About a half an hour later, 2 guys walked into the same cantina. One nudged the other one in the ribs and pointed and he said, isn't that the character who climbed into the car while we were pushing? Don't make the mistake of magnifying a fear. Don't allow your imagination to run through every worst case scenario in your mind. Negative thoughts translate into negative imaginations. If you allow it, a small fear will play out of proportion. Small pain in your side, you really just had too much for dinner, but your imagination says it could be a tumor. Your mother had it, your grandmother died of the same thing. Now it's your time. Before long, you see yourself not able to take care of yourself or your children. You see yourself in the hospital. You see yourself at your own funeral. And don't let negative pictures play on the screen of your mind. God created you to be in charge of your mind, of your feelings, and of your emotions. When you have the remote, you can change from the channel of defeat to the channel of victory. You can choose the right channel. A lady came out of the mall with a bag of groceries on a hot day. She put the groceries in her car and went back to get something that she'd forgotten in the mall. She came back, she got in the car, she started the engine, she heard a pop! And she felt the back of her head and there was all this goo. She said, oh my God, I've been shot. I've been shot. My brains are leaking out. Help me. Help me. Call 911. Call 911. Someone came over, looked into the window and said, lady, your Pillsbury cookies burst and it's plastering the back of your head. If you're going to let your imagination run wild, let it at least run in the right direction. Put on the movie of you accomplishing your dreams. Show the scene of you overcoming that obstacle. See yourself prosperous, rising higher and higher. See your family restored. See your children excelling. See yourself fulfilling your destiny. Devotees trust in the Lord and in His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After the kirtan, we're going to invite you all to come up and take a little of the Charanamrita, the holy water, in the palm of your hand and sip it. While giving that to you, the priest will say, Akalamrita Haranam Sarvanasana Vishnu Parodikam Bhitva Sirasya Daryami Ham. This prayer states that fear is chasing everyone. But Vishnu Parodikam Bhitva, but fear itself is afraid of God. Fear runs away from Vishnu. So you want to know how to conquer fear in your life? Invoke God through sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It says that those who have the names of the Lord on their lips throughout their days and at the end of their days, death gives them a pass. Death doesn't bother them. Death doesn't harass them. Death is afraid of the holy names of the Lord. Here it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, 14th verse, living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately, even by unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. It goes on here. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of displeasing the Almighty. Great demons like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others who were very powerful were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Lord has empowered His name with the powers of His personal self. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The names of Krishna and Rama are so powerful that the story goes that one Muslim was attacked by a wild boar in the jungle. For Muslim, as you know, they don't eat pork. So the Muslim word for pork is haram, haram. It's condemned, it's prohibited. So as he was dying, being gored by this pig, he says, haram. He got liberation. Just because within that word was the name, Ram. Even unconsciously, chanting, the names are so powerful. Some of us today feel like we've been shot. But I'm here to tell you, it's only Pillsbury dough. It's not what you think. Just a loud noise. This too shall pass. Learn to put on the right channel. Cast down those wrong imaginations. Do not let those negative pictures play on the movie screen of your mind. You've got the remote control. Change the channel. Do not be talked into having a down future. Go to the place and go to the people where you will catch optimism, catch excitement, catch expectation. There's no obstacle too big for you, no enemy too powerful. You and Krishna or God are a majority. You may not see how it can happen, but don't use your energy to worry. Use your energy to work and to worship. Krishna has brought you through in the past. He's going to bring you through in the future. Surround yourself with people of faith, with people who speak victory into you. If you'll be disciplined in your thought life and learn to choose faith instead of fear, you're going to overcome every obstacle, defeat every enemy, and accomplish every dream that Krishna has put in your heart in this life, and in the next life, you're going to go back home, back to Godhead.